So AWS just wrapped re:Invent in Vegas, and honestly, there's a lot of noise to cut through. But the real story isn't about incremental updates. It's about this fundamental bet they're making on AI being the operating system now.
What jumped out to me is how many of these launches are about control. Like, they're not just giving you access to foundation models, they're giving you the tools to build your own custom ones with NovaForge.
Right, and that's the thing that blew my mind. They're basically saying, we'll handle the infrastructure, you handle the domain expertise, which flips the whole frontier model game, because traditionally, that required billions in compute budget.
But here's what bugs me about that narrative. How many organizations actually have the in-house expertise to use something like NovaForge effectively, versus how many will just end up paying for a service they don't fully leverage?
Okay, so picture this. On the AI side, they're also launching NovaAct, which automates browser-based workflows with over 90% reliability. And that's genuinely useful for QA testing and form-filling type work that currently costs companies a fortune in manual labor.
The 90% reliability claim is interesting, but I keep coming back to, what's the 10% failure rate actually costing you in production? And when does that math break down?
Fair point. But they're also shipping Agent Core with policy controls and quality monitoring. So at least there's guardrails this time instead of just ship it and hope.
Now, on the infrastructure side, the Graviton 5 chip and these new Lambda managed instances feel like they're trying to solve a real problem. Developers want serverless simplicity, but also need access to specialized hardware.
Yeah, Lambda managed instances are basically run Lambda code on EC2 hardware without managing the EC2 part, which sounds simple, but it's actually a pretty clever way to bridge that gap where serverless hits its limits.
But that also feels like an admission that serverless has boundaries, right? Like, if Lambda managed instances become the default, doesn't that just mean they're rebranding EC2 as serverless?
Okay, wait, let me back up. They also launched Lambda Durable Functions, which lets you coordinate multi-step workflows over months without paying for idle time. And that's solving a completely different problem than what we're talking about.
So the real question is whether these are three separate solutions to three separate problems, or whether they're all symptoms of serverless being stretched too far and AWS just fragmenting the abstraction.
On the data side, they're also making S3 vectors generally available with support for 2 billion vectors per index and 90% cost reduction versus specialized databases. That's the vector database war getting weird because now the cheapest option might just be S3.
Which means every startup that built a standalone vector database just got hit with a pricing gun. But also, I wonder whether that 90% number assumes you're already paying for S3 storage anyway. So the marginal cost math might be different than they're implying.
The other thing nobody's really talking about is AWS Transform. They're basically saying, we'll use AI to modernize your legacy code 80% faster. And if that actually works at scale, that's a massive unlock for enterprises drowning in tech debt.
So the through line here is AWS is betting that AI-powered automation, whether it's code modernization, agent workflows, or infrastructure management, is the moat they're building, not just the hardware or the models themselves.